Before I call the meeting order. Sir, could you step out and get Gary? I'm about to see Gary.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to call the November 10th regular Amherst Town Council order. The first two items on the agenda, first item is if everybody would please silence their cell phones. The next item, two items together, is the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation. We'll all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Mr. Turner will lead us in the invocation. If you are uncomfortable with both, either one or whatever, please feel free to exit. Major Harlow will retrieve you after it's over with and bring you back in. So we'll all stand.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we ask you for guidance and directions as we do the town's business. So we ask you to give guidance to those that are hurting, that are sick, and that are in need. In this name we ask, Jesus.
Amen. Mr. Christie, you walk in just as you have the floor, sir.
That's good, huh? Thank you.
Next item is a presentation from the Central Virginia Planning District by Mr. Gary Christie. First off, I think we all owe Mr. Christie an appreciation and applause. He announced his retirement and will be retiring at the end of April. After, was it 16 years, Mr.
16 years.
16 years. So I would like to thank you for all your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we're going to give you the floor.
Very good. Have you seen one of our new annual reports? Is that in your agenda packets? I have a paper copy if you haven't seen that.
I would like a paper copy. Thank you.
I'll take one here. It's good.
The planning district continues to be a place where local government officials get together, talk to each other, where we do multi-jurisdictional planning, where we do multi-jurisdictional projects. And one of the two of the plans that we've been doing over the past year is our long-range transportation plan and our hazard mitigation plan, both of which position our localities for grant opportunities and plan out how we're going to handle our transportation needs and issues and our responses to emergency natural disasters. During 2022, we'll be doing a regional housing study, a regional housing plan, to look at what our housing needs are and where those needs might be, especially regarding housing for working families. We have received a grant from Virginia Housing, and we'll have $1.5 million when that study is finished to implement some new construction for whatever that housing study and report identifies. And finally, we'll be updating our regional blueways and greenways trails plan. Now that hopefully will help us with some ideas on how to connect trails throughout the region, because we have a lot of good trail systems, but oftentimes they don't connect to each other. So that's one of our purposes here in 2023. In 2019, we had a meeting, about 35 local government officials came and identified advanced manufacturing as a continued need and continued opportunity for our region. And so over the past 2 years, the PDC has invested $134,000 with Central Virginia Community College. And that went to a match a Go Virginia grant, so a total of about $400,000 for 2 years worth of staff for their career and technical education academy that is opening up this fall on the campus. It doesn't have, it's going to use a lot of the high schools in the regions for technical education, but it will coordinate those services so that there's reduced overlap and encourage opportunities for students to get that education, both adults and youth. We also invested $150,000 in the planning of for the Central Virginia Technical, the central to the training center, what's going to happen to that property? And planning district commission is an important stakeholder in that plan development. We have intersection safety studies going on in Amherst County at Business 29 and North Kuro Road, and Elon Road and Windridge Road. We have 11 of these intersection safety studies going on. And when that study is complete, it will also position, it will help VDOT to know what the needs are, and will help the community, help the county and us apply for additional grants to fix those issues. We're working with DEQ and the Chesapeake Bay areas on buffer education, and the Middle James River Vision Plan with the National Forest in Amherst County. The PDC continues to run the landfill that serves four jurisdictions, and we'll have a gas to energy proposal being submitted to Camden County this year, about 200,000 tons of solid waste a year. We continue to help our small communities with comprehensive plans. Here in Amherst Town, we're helping in Alta Vista, as well as the town of Appomattox, a water line project. We have new dispatch furniture going into the Amherst County Communications Center that we continue to work with the regional radio system. And we're adding Campbell County Riverf system, which will make it even more interoperable for the public safety jurisdictions. We have a new workforce development director on board and youth partnerships with Bedford, Campbell, and Parkview Missions. Grant writing, we continue to help our jurisdictions with grant writing. And over the past year, we brought in $24.75 for each $1 in dues that our account is paid. So it has been my pleasure to work with you and your predecessors over the years. Search will start in December for a replacement. It's been an honor, and I'm happy to answer any questions about PDC and the work that we do, and the work that we do for the town and the county.
You just didn't bring your lovely bride tonight.
Yes, I got her almost, but she got sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'll tell you, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gary. Once again, thank you for your service. I know you've helped me along the way with PD stuff and Virginia PDC stuff. So.
We appreciate your willingness to serve as a past chair and a future chair as your job for rotation.
Again, next week. So, but Gary, we thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Well, next, we've got the whole group here. Knock yourself out, because it doesn't tell me who's going to talk. So I'm
going to talk at the same time.
Okay.
Same time.
All right. Go ahead, then.
Yes.
That's what we do.
There you go. So, yes, we are the Amherst Mountain Biking Club. I think we've all met many times, and we appreciate all the continued support the council has provided to us. But yeah, what we'd like to come today and talk a little bit about our five-year plan. And Tim just gave out the packet there. That is our five-year plan. I'm not expecting to go through that whole thing right now. But what I'm here to talk about is kind of that first year of our five-year plan and where we are, and then our near future goals as we continue to grow here in the town, county, and our club itself, along with our riders and people who want to join the club. So yeah, we're pretty excited where we've landed, what we've accomplished. And we are growing, and we see it when we hear our name in the community, and people come and ride our trails, and then they recognize our shirts and stickers when we go out to the community, to Bedford and Lynchburg and Wade, and towards heading towards the north. So it's been fun so far. But the first, so I'm going to read off this little sheet here, and we're going to just go over a few of the bulletins to send the sheet. So we hosted our very first Rutledge Rampage XC mountain biking race event, which is kind of a big deal because that involves a fair amount of coordination and get all the safety regs, and you have to get it out there so people actually come. And I'm actually going to turn that one over to Tim. He was able to make the event. I was not, so I'm going to give him that opportunity to speak on the race.
I always speak from the hip, y'all know that. I actually participated in a race. It was very hard. I think I finished way back before the guy in third. So if anybody hadn't seen the video that's out there on YouTube, but one of the guys in a race put a GoPro on him, and he rode the trail. It's a really good video. It's hard to get a copy of it, but you know, everybody's doing the best they can. So I've talked to him about it, so hopefully he can add that to some of our myself, I'm a tour to show other people what the trail was like. But we had almost 40 riders. The night before, we had a packet pickup, which we had some people donate some stuff for to go in a goodie bag. And we had a number of plays made for Friendly Mike that had the town of Amherst on it, and had a logo, and it had, you know, a number on it. And we gave out the package at the new brewery in town, Trapezium, and, you know, that stimulated some business for them. We had a good turnout for that, and, you know, gave it to hang around. And after that, we did the following one, we did, like I said, we did the race, and we had probably half a dozen, maybe a little more than that, kids show up. We had a little kids race up top, and, you know, all the kids got little trophies for participating. We handed out trophies for the people that placed, and after it was over, we went to the other brewery in town, and we stimulated some business there, and people ordered, we went to Lushoot, people ordered pizzas and, you know, Mexican, and hung out there, and had a good time, and so that was, it was a good event, and it did take a little bit of coordination, but first of all, we had perfect weather, and nobody got hurt, so it was too big calm, and we had people show up. But we had no gaps in like people looking, you know, we need some volunteers to help park cars or, you know, be sure people are crossing the race course safely in different areas, checkpoints, be sure everybody's going. We had more than enough volunteers. So not only did we have participants, but we don't like any volunteers. We were covered very well, and that just says a lot for the community itself, people willing to help out. People who don't even ride came in volunteers, but it also just shows that, you know, there's an interest there. Man, one guy showed up, never raced before. You know, he just started riding. He's like, hey, I'm gonna do it. So he had a good time. He struggled a little bit because the trails are, they're intermediate. So it was fun, and we'd like to have more events like that. And other than that, I think that's it. If we have any questions about that topic.
I just have one question, please indulge my ignorance. What is a dirt pump track?
Okay. Well, I'll let Carter talk a little bit about that, but it's basically for adults and children, people that ride, it's, you would be better off explaining that. Because he rides.
I should, yes, sir. I'm just realizing that I didn't introduce myself. I'm Carter Massey, Vice President of the Mountain Biking Club. I apologize for that. Get going, here we are. the pump track is a future goal of ours. We'd like to put it in the Rutledge Creek Trail. Right on the rise, right by our new kiosk, right in that space there. And so what it is it's a skills track. It's to develop skills that you can take in a smaller area, probably the size of this room, out onto down the woods, wherever your trails are. And so made of dirt, and with the name pump, you're actually pumping your bike more than you're actually pedaling it, so you're using momentum. So there's rollers into like a berm, and then another set of rollers, and you're just developing momentum without actually physically relying on pedaling your bike. Anybody? It's a skill. It's a way to develop skills, and it's amazing how those skills translate to mountain bike on the trail. It is, in a sense.
Very good for children, too.
Oh, all ages, really, yeah. It's in there. If you get kids on it from the get-go, they're going to be some pretty good bikers when they hit their teens.
Thank you. I'm just curious.
No problem. Any questions? A good question. We finished our initial development of existing trails at, again, the Rutledge Creek Trail. For those who don't know, that's just down 60 East, half a mile in the Brockman Industrial Park there on the left. So we chiseled out the initial trails, and then we actually had some time to go back in and kind of polish them a little bit, which every trail system is. Just to keep interest up, especially on the smaller trails that we have here. You know, they're not the longest, but we went in and, like I said, polished, and we added berms and turns and that help the flow a little better, move some trees that maybe needed to, branches or things that just kind of we didn't get initially. So the trails are a lot smoother and nicer. And I mean, a lot of it was for the race. We wanted to have it out nice and people come back and enjoy the track. But we've done some more work right before daylight savings to get out there and kind of work on it on one last push before the colder season. We hosted weekly rides, which we refer to as Mountain Bike Monday. They are getting a little tough now. Again, daylight savings time has now come. But we do have a scheduled ride on the 21st. That's a Sunday. We're going to do that during the day, and I believe we're going to do it at the Blue Ridge Rail Trail in Piney River. So that'll be a nice community family event, nice generally flat trail. It is downriver, and you have to turn around and slightly come back up. And you can pick your turnaround point whenever you want. For those who have not been out there, I mean, it is a super highway of activity. The bikes and horses can go out there, walkers, everybody. So that's a really nice spot that we have with the sheriff of Nelson County, right in our backyard. I mean, that's I live out that way. I'm constantly seeing the bikes going in and out of that area. So, but we will be having a mountain bike Monday there, or it won't be a mountain bike Monday, it'll be a Sunday, but during the day. But back to the mountain bike Monday, we ride at Sweetbriar. There's a fair amount of trails that Chris Garrett, I'm sure folks in the community know him, has worked on hard to get those trails opened up. He's done a really nice job. We've tried to help where we can. So we've kind of been jumping back and forth between there and then our trails here. There are some trails available in the National Forest that we will go ride. And then we will throw in a community ride that's really for everyone, training wheels included. We try to keep our Mountain Bike Monday rides community friendly, but understanding that there's all, with the understanding there's a lot of skill level in there, but trying to keep everybody's interest. So they're not going to be the hardest ride in the world, but they're going to challenge it. But that's what mountain biking really is. So we really enjoy that, and it's a shame that, you know, the other same time does what it does, but we're still going to get the rides in, and it's just like not these men. We built a trail map and a bulletin board kiosk, which is a great thing because that now allows us to get a 911 address, public safety, so that you can find us. In the world of social media and the internet and everything else, you need an address to be found in a lot of cases, and that's the last thing we kind of need when people ask where your trail. I can give some pretty good directions to you, but I don't have an exact address. Now we can address that with that kiosk. Plus, it looks awesome. If you haven't seen it, Alex Motley, who couldn't have made it today, he made the thing. It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And then we host an annual spaghetti dinner. That went really well last year, and we plan on having that again. And I'm gonna
2 years ago.
Last
year everybody did enough.
Yeah. But yeah, Tim, you wouldn't mind just speaking on that a little bit.
Well, 2 years ago we had our first spaghetti dinner. We wanted to do an annual, but you know everybody knows the world stopped, so we didn't do it last year. And looking forward to do it this year. It'll be December the 5th at the Fire Department in Amherst. Tickets are $10 a person. Kids eat free. Really, we don't turn anybody away. It's maybe $10. We get $40. We also do a silent auction. And it actually ended up being one of our best fundraisers. We had, for the silent auction, we had a lot of people. Like I said, a lot of the support we have from the businesses has been great. They give stuff for silent auctions, or they just show up and I don't know. Does anybody remember the number that we served? Maybe 175 people. It was a lot.
It filled the rooms.
It was a lot.
Oh, man.
And they kept coming. And I kept going down the food line buying food. So it was crazy. Like, you know, this is going to happen. So, but it turned out real nice. And we're going to do it this year. And we're going to do everything we can to stay as safe as we can. And we're going to offer to go, you know, boxes for people who don't feel comfortable yet. I totally get that. And I encourage everyone to come out or try to support any way you can. And that's it. You're welcome.
Those are the 70 things that we've accomplished so far. We're pretty excited about it. We're excited to keep continuing our progress. And if it kind of proves that the rest of those last of those bullets, we're gonna keep riding. That's what we do. Weekly rides, even into the winter, we'll sprinkle in a Saturday or another community ride. The race went well. We want to keep that, and then we actually want to add another race. We're not sure exactly what style. We're thinking about maybe a cyclocross, which is a little different, or maybe a true single track mountain bike race. The race that we had was a lap style on our trail, which is kind of a mix of all that. So, but we're talking about adding another race to our repertoire. And then we'd like to expand the trail system at Brockman. We'll talk. Carter about potentially other areas, but then also other areas in the county. When I say other areas, I'm talking about within the Brockman Industrial Park, if possible, and then also the other parks within the county that are available to us. Mill Creek Lake has some land to it, and there would be a nice intermediate course with some mileage that we could get out there, and it's a beautiful location. You know, the road goes up to swimming, so in the summer, I mean, you've got a one-stop kind of spot, and that's pretty nice to have in the county and local to available to everybody that wants it. We want to do our pump track. That's a fairly easy, fun community project. It does help to come in and plane the ground, so we're probably going to have to bring a skid steer in or do something just to kind of flatten that area a little bit. And then you take your dirt that you dug up and you put it right back into those berms and jumps. But it's another good opportunity, especially for the kids to come out and you just bring your shovel and you, I mean, we're kids, you know, we're making sandcastles in the dirt, but we're riding bikes on it, you know. I mean, it really is a blast. It's good stuff. Similar to the gentleman that just spoke, trail connections between local breweries and Sweetbriars. That's awesome to hear that. We want to connect our park all the way to Sweetbriar and have greenways and have people riding bikes through town and stopping at breweries and eating and just, I mean, it's a stimulus, if nothing else, of just energy. And that's the kind of thing that we're trying to bring. We'd like to do a little project. This would be an easy victory, a bike maintenance stand. Pretty much a lot of bike parks have those. It's just a concrete, or not a concrete, but a big heavy structure. It's not going to go anywhere. It has all your basic tools on it. It'll have a bike pump, it'll have a screwdriver, an Allen wrench, just your basic bike tools and just available. So if you have a little tweak on your bike and just, you know, you don't have to rely on bringing your whole tool set with you just to ride the bike. And then, yeah, we'd like to get NMBC merchandise on a online presence, if at all possible. Right now, we're just kind of word of mouth and selling it as we can. But we've grown the company enough to the club enough to afford some pretty nice shirts, and we got some stuff we're trying to sell, and we're trying to get that online to people. Of course, online is everything these days. So yeah, we're excited. We're growing. At this time, y'all take any questions or comments or anything. See if we can answer anything. Otherwise, thank you very much.
Well, I'd like to thank you, I can say this on behalf of council, for your enthusiasm and the work that y'all have done. With the PBC, I'm also I'm on the state board, so I've seen what things like you're doing here has expanded in other communities that have just exploded the communities. And just an example, we had a state meeting in Lynchburg a few weeks ago, and the president of the Virginia PDC looks out his window and sees, is it Blackwater?
Downtown Lynchburg?
Downtown.
Blackwater.
The one right there by the shop. Pizza Place.
Yeah.
He saw that. He went down there. He didn't brought his bike just for the heck of it. Goes down there and then takes off riding.
Yep.
I mean, talks to the people. So that's where I see it from this side, stuff like that doing. You're marketing yourself at the breweries, I assume.
Yeah, to his
anywhere
that'll have us.
Anywhere that'll have you, yeah. So you're doing that, and that picks it up. Yeah. And I know we've discussed as a council, you guys hooking up with going down to Trapezium, making the loop there, and then making it back to Sweetbriar. And I think that is fantastic when you get it going in. I'm excited. I think you guys are putting in the work, and I think it's going to show for y'all and for us. And I really appreciate it.
I'd like to say that I walked the trail with my son today.
Did you?
Yes, and I have, because I had never been. I saw it in the initial stages. We were talking about it and getting it started. And he's home. He's been on a 2-month biking tour at different parks. So I was sort of interested to hear what he had to say. And he would kill me if he goes and says this. But his eyes were like this, it was like a kid at Christmas, because he was so happy because he was pointing out things to me, like the jumps, they're like rocks, if you will. Mm-hmm. You guys know this, don't laugh at me. But and then of course he said that you quite often go on hiking trails that can be used for biking as well. But he noticed these are specific. Yes, we were hiking them, but the banks were there, and he thought that was really impressive because you get the speed and the curves. See, I never thought about that.
You do.
Just like last time. And so he was really pleased with the jumps and the bank. He was very impressed with that. He felt that it was an intermediate type of trail.
Yep.
I could not participate on it because I wouldn't be able to. I did make it up, going back up, walking, but... And there was that one tree like this.
Oh, yeah.
He's heading there tomorrow. But, yeah. He did say that he's been traveling about it. When he was home before he left on this route, he was going over an hour away to train. And he is thrilled to have this to ride on in his backyard. And having seen my son's excitement and also the community's excitement, I'm not just pointing to my family, and that I am thrilled to have a, for me to get back in the woods and hike it, I was hoping maybe, well, let me add one more thing. He could not, and I could not get over how much work you guys have put into that trail. It's a top rate trail. I mean, it was amazing that the manpower that was brought into that. But anyway, I was wondering, this is an idea of council. You know, we have this, we're looking into doing projects in town to help draw events and people to our community. And we have the IDA, we're working with the IDA, hopefully, to plan events. I would like to see, if possible, including this bike club in on the project. It's such a wonderful spot, not only for bikers, but for me hiking. And I think it would draw tons of people, even more so than you guys have done before. I don't know how that would work, but that would be an idea. But thank you. It was most impressive.
All right. Can I add something real quick?
And I'm gone.
You
almost got away.
I almost got it out of my mouth.
Same thing. For the last 2 years, we've been going away on a biking trip for my birthday. And we go to some trails in North Carolina. And it's basically, and I tell everybody when I go on these trips, we leave the Blue Ridge Mountains, go to the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we have, you know, we're doing it, and we're working on it. Everybody's doing the best we can. We're all working towards this. And the little town we stay at is called Bavar, North Carolina. It's just below Asheville. It's very much like Amherst. It's very much the same. I stopped one of the ladies who was, she was actually on a dirt road. She was a trail monitor, maintenance, whatever. And I just thanked her. You know, I said, y'all got impressive trails. And I told her what we're doing back home. I told her I lived there for the Blue Ridge Mountains. She laughed. She said, I'm kind of in charge of tourism. I didn't know this. They have 1.3 million people visit this trail system every year. Mm-hmm. And the beauty part about it is it hadn't changed the face of the community. It's still a small town, a small town feel, mm-hmm. except for the shops and floors, and you know, it's a little bustle, but it's not busy. It blew my mind to hear her say that. And she said, we don't sell nothing but the dirt. You know, mm-hmm. we offer up something, and then they come, and then it flourishes into other things, businesses, open up restaurants, up. A little bit of food. I thought that was a huge number.
All right, Tim, hold on.
I'm done.
Okay, guys, thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on. We are inserting a new number here, number 3. So if anybody is following on the agenda, on the back under H, we are taking 4 and 5 and number K and moving it to the new created item number 3 under public hearings and presentation. So, first thing will be the appointment of a BZA number. Or Ms. Carter, in Ms. Carter.
I'm sorry. Every time you do that to her, she gets very concerned.
Yeah.
We have an expiration of a term. Teresa Tatlock's term expires. She's since been married. So we're looking for a recommendation to the circuit court for renewal of her term. She is willing to serve. So the recommendation would be for Teresa Tatlock Simpson to be reappointed to the Board of Zoning Appeals, and it is a 5-year term, correct, Ms. Hunt?
Yes.
Now Ms. Carter is to get the motion.
Oh, this is just a reappointment.
Okay, well, maybe we don't need a motion.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to reappoint.
And I'll second
that. And I have a second from Ms. Turner. Is there any discussion?
Bless his heart.
Thank you for saying that. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Truax?
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
And Ms. Plain.
Aye.
Okay. The next will be, and I'm going to skip this here. I know what I'm doing. We're going to K. which is the appointment of a town councilor to fill Mr. Bunch's seat that he stepped down from last month's meeting. So, do we have a motion of who council would like to appoint?
I would like to make a motion to appoint Mr. Higginbottom to fill the expired term of Mr. Bunch.
I have a motion for Mr. Watts, for Mr. Higginbottom. May I have a second, please?
Second.
A second from Ms. Wheaton. Is there any discussion?
Can I add something, please?
Yes.
Just as a point of clarification, it would not be for the completion of the term. It would be until the point of the special election.
Correct.
We believe that that will get set by the court for next year's general election time frame, but it would be for whatever that term is until the court sets the special election.
Okay, I'll amend the motion to reflect that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. And I have a second from Ms. Wheaton to the amended motion, correct? Is there any discussion? Not being Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Ms. Watts.
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Motion is carried 4-0. Mm-hmm. Mr. Higginbotham, welcome. Starting December, you'll be sitting right up here.
Amen.
All right?
Thank you.
So just hang out today so you can get a good start on us. And the final thing is the appointment of two members of the Planning Commission.
I would like to make a motion to recommend both Mr. Nathaniel Chase and Mr. John Vanderbilt to the Planning Commission upon both of their willingness to take that seat. I'll second.
And I have a second from Ms. Turner. Is there any discussion? Being no discussion, Ms. Sweet.
Aye.
Mr. Watt.
Aye.
Ms. Carlton.
Aye.
And Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Motion is carried. 4-0. Major Harlow, could you check and see if there's any citizen comments?
We're not already checked.
Oh, you checked? Okay. You don't have to check. Next, consent agenda. Last month's town council meeting minutes. Is there any additions or corrections anybody would like to present? If not, I will accept a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes
as presented. Have a motion from Ms. Carlton. May I have a second, please? A second from Mr. Watts. Is there any discussion? Ms. Turner, discussion?
No.
Ms. Carton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
And Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Motion carried. 4-0-0. Next item is staff reports. They're in your packet. They all have been attached. If there is no questions on those, we're going to Ms. Carton, Finance Committee.
No meeting, nothing to report.
Mr. Watts?
I did meet with myself and Ms. Carter. I briefly reviewed the potential sewer agreement with Papa Grove. I think Ms. Carter didn't have any real questions on it.
Okay. While we're on the utilities, I would ask for a consensus from council to appoint upon December when Mr. Higginbotham comes on to be added to the utilities committee with Mr. Watts. Okay, thank you all very much. Mr. Higginbotham, starting in December, you will be with Mr. Watts on the utilities committee. Other reports. Planning Commission meeting minutes are attached, IDA minutes, Property Maintenance Board, and the Robert E. Lee Water. All those meetings, if anybody has any questions or anything of those, they can be addressed. Now we'll move on. Ms. Carter, discussion items. Fee proposal for design of wastewater.
So at your last meeting, council gave staff direction that you would like to see us move forward with a sludge dewaterer for the water and wastewater treatment plants that would be located at the wastewater treatment plant. This would be funded with your ARPA money. We do anticipate that this will take essentially all of the ARPA money. We have discussed the possibility that with what is happening in today's world with inflation, that it could exceed the amount of your ARPA money, and that we would be at that point looking at using fund balance from all three of your funds, which you do have healthy resorts in all three funds. But you wouldn't want to, depending on what that overage would be, we wouldn't want to take it completely from wastewater, because we're watching that fund closely as we move towards 2030 when your debt load really diminishes in the wastewater line. This proposal is the fee proposal for all of the engineering costs for design. So this wouldn't be bid administration or construction inspection. This is the design of the centrifuge and everything that goes with it. This fee proposal will include some parsing of some additional work out there in terms of connecting the lower basins, the digesters, with some of the existing infrastructure, and we're going to have that as separate bid items, so that again, if we see higher bid costs, we can take some of those off and really narrow the project down to the smallest possible components if the bids are high. So this fee proposal is for $175,000. This is with WW Associates, and we would like to go ahead and move forward with this fee proposal with WW Associates, knowing that in today's world, time really is money. The faster we can move on this, the better off we will be on this project.
Okay, I will entertain a motion then for the approval of the fee for proposal of work. So it may commence for $175,000.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner. Is there a second? A second from Ms. Wheaton. Any discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Mr. Watt?
No.
Ms. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Turner?
Yes.
Vote. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Mr. Watt?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion carried, 400. Number two, Ms. Carter, the fee proposal for bid process and shop drop.
When we did the water treatment plant renovation process in terms of going through bids, you all remember that those bids came in higher than what was anticipated. And so we removed the Wasberry generator portion of that project for that water tank. We have gone back and received, as you know, funding from BDH to go ahead and do that generator project. So BDH is offering $100,000 in principal forgiveness, so grant money. $50,000 in a loan, and then the town would pay the balance. So typically, you know, if we had done all of this at one time, this work would have been contained within the water treatment plant. I talked to Herb White about, for that project, a fee proposal from WW Associates, where they will manage the bid process and then also the shop drawing review. So this is really making sure that the schematics and information that is coming from the bidders truly matches the specifications on the design drawings. We did originally get a little bit higher fee proposal from him that included construction inspection, and when I pushed back, he said, you're right, we'll do the construction inspection underneath your regular contract you have with us and just charge you for the bid process and shop drawing review, which brought that price down to $6,500. I think this is a good use of money to make sure that that project does what it is intended to do.
Okay, I will entertain a motion for the $6,500 for WW Associates to complete the bid process and pay the draw.
Okay.
I got a motion from Mr. Watts. Second?
Second.
Second from Ms. Carton. Any discussion? Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Carton? And Ms. Carton?
No.
There being no discussion, vote. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion carried, 400. Next item is the appointment of the committee for the evaluation of the attorney services.
Okay.
Me or you?
Well, I'll start just by saying We did receive a total of 4 packages on the day, by the day and time that was specified in the RFP. 2 of them were non-responsive, so one of them really did not have any of the information. It was someone who was just soliciting that or notifying of their interest. And then one of them was an improperly submitted response. And so there were 2 correct submissions. Council has received copies of those. So now is really the time for council to determine their process for reviewing those, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, and I would like to appoint a committee of Ms. Carton and Mr. Watts to interview the prospective firms, I guess we'd say law firm, and come up with a recommendation to council on the firm of the 2. So first I will entertain a motion to accept that commitment. I have a motion from Ms. Watts. May I have a second?
I guess we'll second.
Okay. A second. From Ms. Carton. Now we will go with discussion. Ms. Turner.
No discussion.
Ms. Carton?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Watts?
Yes,
ma'am. And Ms. Wheat.
Well, how many applicants do we have now?
2.
I feel as a counselor that we should not have a committee and just interview with their own 2. Why can't we as a committee, as a council, review these applicants together? I personally believe a town attorney's position and role in representing our town is very important. And I would like to be a part of the process because there are going to be questions that could be asked of both applicants. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to hear their story. And I think it's, you know, I know if I'm correct, it says in the code, the town attorney shall be appointed and supervised by the town council. I respectfully ask that we allow the entire council to be a part of this decision-making process, or at least with the application, speaking with them and interviewing them. I think it's very important for me as a council member who is representing our community. I want our constituents to have the opportunity through me to hear what they bring to our town. I think with the lawsuits that we need to just put this forward, I think, as a group.
No further discussion. We call for a vote. So a yes vote is for the committee, a no vote is for the full council. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Watts? And Ms. Wheat?
No.
Motion is carried 3-1-0. Next item. Ms. Carton, you want to take us into a closed session, please?
I move that the town council go into closed session pursuant to 2.23711A.7 of the Code of Virginia as it relates to consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual litigation involving a town or council to hear updates from attorneys representing the town, and subsection 2.2-3711A.1 of the Code of Virginia as it relates to assignment, appointment, promotion, performance of specific public officials, appointees, or employees, specifically interviewing candidates for the current town.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, you're not doing that.
Oh,
Before we do it, since we had to back up and punt, I would like to ask council, can we take I and move it down? And that the closed session is one of the last things we do, so staff doesn't have to stay around if we ask them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We can move that to the bottom. Is that good with... I missed that earlier.
That's a good idea.
Moving things. Okay, so you just get the right one up, and you don't agree.
We just negate that. I don't want to go into closed session.
We're not
going to recall that.
Right. Yeah, we're all being confused.
Well, there was no second.
And I stopped it right there when she.
Yeah, at the end.
You
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll go matters from staff. Let's see, Mr. Thompson.
Busy.
Busy. I see you've been hanging lights, you've been busy.
Nice.
Ms. Becky. And we're going to name the centrifuge the Mr. Williams Centrifuge.
Can we put a little plaque on it?
Can I get a bronze plaque?
We'll get you a little plaque to go off. Since this appears to be your baby, this was your baby, you know, we might as well, you know.
We're going to give you an award, but we can't take it up the session from you.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Busy.
You're busy. Busy. Yes, I know. Okay, your turn, Major Haller.
Busy.
Let's go. Ms. Carter, we already know you're busy, but you have something else.
I do. So I handed out to council. We are just really working on this this week, and so we did not amend the agenda. But this is really a joint matter from staff from Mrs. Morgan and myself. The town received CARES Act money for utility forgiveness, and we knew at the time that we applied for that money from the state that we would probably not be able to use all of it. But there was a formula. You didn't ask for a specific amount. The state sent you an amount after you apply. And then there's a time frame to it. The time frame is expiring and the money will need to be returned. So what we actually need is an appropriation to send this money back to Amherst County, because they are the ones, the money, they're a pass-through agency for us for this fund. And then they will return the money to the state. So I'd like to get a motion from council for an appropriation of, let me find the actual dollar amount on here, $22,022.74 to Amherst County to go to the state for return of the CARES Act money for utility forgiveness.
I'll make that motion that we appropriate the $22,022.74 back to Amherst County to then pass back to the state.
A motion from Ms. Carter. May I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ms. Wick. Discussion, Ms. Turner? Mm-hmm. Ms. Carter? I do have one question to ask. We will get something from the county saying they have sent this back to the state, right?
We can certainly.
Can we request that when we send that on, that we get something showing that they have sent that money back? Yes,
we're
not hooked on the line or something. Okay, with that, would you like to amend your motion to reflect that?
You're going to be special.
I don't what? Think we need, I don't
you
think
we
need to amend the motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, I would.
Well, thank you, but I don't think
okay. Vote, Ms. Turner.
Aye.
See, I got you now. Hot dog. Ms. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
And Ms. Sweetman.
Aye.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about the letters from town council?
We haven't got there yet.
That goes with it. We're all confused.
we haven't got there yet.
Yes.
Okay. So that motion is carried 4-0-0. Next. Matters from council. Ms. Turner.
I don't have anything.
Ms. Carden.
I do. I it's actually good news, and I'm very happy to share it. And so council was very gracious to donate some money to Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And I just want you to make you all very aware that Neighbors Helping Neighbors bought gift cards to hand out to those that come and that have, you know, that are having food problems and they need help, okay? But so anyways, as you all know, I volunteer there. But I just wanted to tell you all, I was able, they allowed me to hand out those gift cards on Saturday. People were very thankful. I mean, they had tears in their eyes that they were getting a gift card for $20, but they said, I can go get a turkey, mm-hmm. or I can go get my sides. And because Neighbor Helping Neighbor usually would be having all these turkeys, they weren't able to get the turkeys, but the gift card from the council stepped in that void and filled it. And I just want you all to know that that contribution had many ramifications outside of this town. Yes, there's a lot of townspeople, but also it went far different. So I just want you all to be aware of that. It touched me. It made me
it felt good to be able to give back.
Thank you, goodness of it.
Thank you. Yeah. Feel good stories are always great.
Yeah.
Ms. Wheaton.
Yes, I have a question. Maybe it can't be discussed right now, but I was wondering if I may ask Sarah or get her direction with council permission. I'm curious to know, if I'm not mistaken, when I was first got on council, I was able to tour some of the different facilities, maintenance department, the water department, you know, had a tour. And everything's great, and especially we've got the police department up and running and the new building, and we have the water situation's rocking and rolling. I would like to know what's going on with the maintenance department building, because, you know, winter's coming, and I'm not sure if there's heat there or air. And I know at one time we may have appropriated funds for them for an addition, but I'm wondering if there's any way I can find out, or we as a council can find out, what's being done there to help the maintenance crew. I just think, you know, you need heat.
Well, they do have heat.
You need air.
Right.
I would like to see us put more attention. We'll start giving them attention, because I know we had to work with COVID money, and that was specified for, you know, the water and sewage, which I respect. But I was just wondering if I may request a report to see how those funds are being spent in that department.
How about if I offer a suggestion?
Sure, I'm looking for that.
Okay, my suggestion is, if you could do it by email if you would like, get your specific questions of what you want, send them to Ms. Carter.
Okay.
Ms. Carter, I would like for you and Mr. Thompson to sit down and come up with something that answers her question. Either y'all three sit down, or she emails you back,
okay,
copies council, and says, this is where we at are in response to your questions.
Okay.
Then if it appears as something that needs action, request.
We'll bring it back to
you. Request. If it's something you want action, you need to request through email by me, since I set the agenda, that you would like an item put on the agenda in relation to this. You can send it to Ms. Carter,
okay,
and then she can forward it to me. And then we can work at the next available date. We will get it on the agenda for discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes,
is that a good answer?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, Ms. Carter, I would like for you to take us into closed session. Yes. On this thing? Yes.
On here.
It's going to be there.
It was originally going to be a continuation.
It was going to be
a continuation. So if you could just read the first section.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Because we ended up resolving it earlier than
yeah.
The case. So if you would just read the part about litigation and then leave the part about the town council vacancy off, it would be great.
I will do that. I will wrap it. I move the town council go into closed session pursuant to subsection 2.23711.8.7. of the Code of Virginia as it relates to the consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual litigation involving the town, where counsel will hear updates from attorneys representing the town.
Okay, there's the motion. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a second from Ms. Turner. Discussion. Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Watts?
No.
Ms. Carter?
No.
And Ms. Turner?
No.
Vote. Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton? Motion carried 400. We will go into closed session.